This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are invited to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We're talking about some interesting court decisions coming up. One about what looks on its face like a freedom of speech case about a billboard and some controversial statements. That's on the way. But right now, we're talking about Kodi. It's KODI.TV. It's not a sponsor of the show or anything like that. It's a television app that allows for add-ons, that the add-ons may or may not allow you to access content that may be illegal. And there's a website that offers some of these add-ons, and that was called TV Add-ons. Is that right, Chris?
TV Add-ons, yeah, TV Add-ons is the software repository or app store, so to speak.
Right, so there's the Kodi TV thing is sort of the software which is also put on certain hardware, like TV box sort of things you can plug into your TV and you can use it to watch all kinds of legal stuff. So the Kodi TV, they don't necessarily approve of the fact that these illegal add-ons exist, but right. They don't do anything to try to stop them from like working with the Kodi setup.
No, right. They don't. Now you have to understand, Kodi is a free software app.
It's an open source app.
So anybody can fork it or
right. So
do what they want.
Even if the Kodi people decided to go in there and lock down their version, somebody else already has the code and they're going to release
I'm
the
sure
other
there's
one.
Already forks of it somewhere, yeah. So there's nothing that they're really going to
cats out of the bag,
right.
So to speak.
Right.
So there was a lawsuit in Canada against the guy who runs the add-ons.
No. Oh, yes, the add-on site, right. So
right.
Not the add-ons. He hasn't developed the add-ons. He doesn't, you know...
He just hosts them,
basically, right.
Yeah.
Basically, because he hosts them, I mean, this is kind of like going after Google because you can find, you know, illegal stuff through, you know, Google
right.
search, right? I mean, this is ridiculous. All right, let me actually...
And the motion picture folks and recording industry people came in with a lawsuit.
Yeah, so let me actually read a little bit because this is...
Yeah.
I can't even begin to say, you know, word it right such that
right.
you're going to just... this is just unbelievable what happened. So, all right. So, following the filing of the complaint on June 9th, the federal court handed down a time-limited interim injunction against Lachman, which restrained him from various activities in respect to TV add-ons. The process took place ex parte, meaning in secret, without Lachman being able to mount a defense. The court also authorized a bailiff and computer forensics expert to take control of internet domains, including tvaddons.ag and offshore.com, plus social media and hosting provider accounts for a period of 14 days. These were transferred, so they basically shut his business down. These were transferred to Daniel somebody at somebody.
Was this a business,
it's an independent court-appointed supervising counsel.
Was he charging for these downloads?
I'm not sure. Certainly the programs like Exodus were not, which is one of the apps that were certainly allowed you to stream illegal content or mm-hmm. infringing content or whatnot.
Okay.
Certainly that app was not being charged for. I don't know if there were commercial apps also available through this app store. There may or may not have been. Certainly like a distribution or a Linux operating system has like Debian does not offer any kind of commercial apps in their app store. But, you know, so it could have been like that, or it might be more like Amazon's app store that you might add to like Android.
It looks like it's, I presume you're talking about tvaddons.co, which is the first result
probably.
That comes up here. It appears that they're just giving stuff away and then asking for donations.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
Yeah,
in this space.
Yeah, I mean they might be doing advertising on the site or various business models.
They're taking Bitcoin.
So this was certainly a business that this guy ran, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, so this order also contained an Anton Pillar order, a civil search warrant that grants plaintiffs no notice permission to enter a defendant's premise in order to secure and copy evidence to support their case before it can be destroyed or tampered with.
The plaintiffs themselves.
Yep, the plaintiffs themselves. Basically,
that means that the Recording the Industry who, Association could then
the
go into
people
his...
People who have an interest against you, they're your adversary, can go in and seize your evidence, seize whatever they say is, you know, evidence, basically. So any kind of computers or whatnot. And basically, the order said they could take anything they want.
Those plaintiffs being, I pulled up a little bit more info, Bell Canada... Bell Express
Major Communications
View,
Company.
Yep. Bell Media, Videotron, Group TVA, Rogers Communications, Rogers Media.
Yeah, Bell and Rogers are both two of the major wireless providers up there as well. They're big telecommunications providers.
I thought they were cable internet, too.
Maybe, too.
They're huge. I know that in Canada. The order covered not only data related to TV add-ons platform, such as operating and financial details, revenues, and banking information, but everything in Lachman's possession. The court ordered the telecoms companies to inform Lachman that the case against him is a civil proceeding, and that he could deny entry to his property if he wished. Oh, this is really interesting. This is what's going to blow your mind. However, that option would put him in breach of the order and would place him at risk of being fined or even imprisoned. Catch 22 springs to mind.
So let me see if I got this clear. This order, this special, what was it, Alfred order? What was it?
Something Pillar.
Okay, well, whatever it was.
Yeah.
This special
Anton
order.
Pillar.
Anton Pillar.
Yep, that's what they call it.
This order allows the plaintiff to come to your place, whatever the location is.
Yep, the guy's
go
the
through
people
your
suing
stuff,
you.
Take whatever it is that they think is relevant to their case.
Yep.
But if he has the right to say, no, you can't come in, but if he does that, then there may be consequences.
Yeah, the consequences are fine or jail time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that's not really an option. Like,
no,
you have an option between us kicking you in the head or us punching you in the groin. That's your option.
That was a pretty bad choice.
Yeah. And remember, he never had the opportunity to go and argue a case of why they shouldn't be allowed to just come in and seize his property.
Right. That's ex parte.
Right. That's why they call it an Anton Pillar order, because a normal order would not have done that. They would have given him a subpoena, I believe, and then he would have had to hand over that computer or whatever,
or whatever they specifically wanted.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But they do this.
Wow.
The theory is that this prevents people from destroying evidence, basically.
Okay.
All right. So
even though the destruction of evidence is its own criminal offense.
Right. The court did, however, put limits on the number of people that could be present during the execution of the Anton Pillar order, ostensibly to avoid intimidation, and ordered the plaintiffs to deposit $50,000 Canadian with the court in case the order was improperly executed. That decision would later prove to be an important one. Let's see here. The search. All right. So
they went in. They got all the stuff they wanted.
16
shut him down.
16 hours they searched his place. And for 9 hours, he was interrogated and effectively denied right to remain silent.
Hold on.
And
so the cops were there? Or were these
the
police, record association?
The police were there as well.
Police
were there. And somebody from the court. That didn't really help, because they basically could do whatever they want, and they did. Let's see. To remain silent. They denied him the right to remain silent. Non-cooperation with an Anton order amounts to contempt of court.
Hold on. How do you deny somebody the right to remain silent? I mean, attach something to...
Contempt of court.
Attach electrodes to them and shock them
We're talking about Canada, where, you know, you don't necessarily have the same rights as in the United States.
Right.
So if you're being questioned and they say you don't have a right to remain silent, you must answer this
We also have to remember this is not a criminal case. This is a civil case. Even in the United States, they can do a lot of stuff that they can't necessarily do in a criminal case.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be shock me if they did something similar here in the United States. I'm sure, and they do all the time. But anyway, this is
what happens what happens if to any Canadian listeners out there who know more about the Canadian system than we do, if you don't have a right to remain silent and the police are questioning you, Does that mean you can just answer all the questions I don't recall?
I do believe that you do have a right to remain silent in Canada, actually. Well, and that's
you just said they denied him that right.
They did.
Illegally?
They did illegally.
Though. I see.
So which is what's coming up. Okay. So the court stated the aim of not intimidating Lachman failed.
Because it sounds bad so far, right?
Right. They totally violated his rights.
The fans are turning this around.
Right, exactly.
All right, we're gonna get into that the rest of the case coming up here in moments. Our toll free number, and if you're in Canada and you know, maybe you're a little closer to the case, feel free to weigh in. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
toll free and join us on the radio waves here. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. Should you wish to sign up for our weekly emails, you can do that. The email sign-up box is right there at the front page toward the top of freetalklive.com. So drop on by there and drop your email address in, and we'll keep you in the loop with what's happening with Free Talk Live. Over at freetalklive.com, you can get signed up there. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
So we're talking about Kodi, which is an app, and it's also been put onto hardware devices that allow you to stream all kinds of television-related content,
yep,
or YouTube.
That makes it very easy to do.
Video from the Internet, whether it's legal or illegal. There are these add-ons that you can get for Kodi. So Kodi's legal. They're not, you know, officially acknowledging, you know, that you can use their thing for illegal purposes, but that you can. And there's a website called TV Add-ons run out of Canada where a guy had his house raided by the Recording Industry Association, Motion Picture Association, these organization types.
Yeah.
Who
entertainment industry.
Also. Yeah, the entertainment industry, who got some kind of permission from the court in Canada to do this special search in a civil case,
yeah,
where they get to go in and just rustle through all your stuff and take whatever it is that they think is take whatever it is they think is helpful in their case against you. And that happened, and apparently they told him he didn't have a right to remain silent during all this. Then what?
So once inside, Lackman was told that he had an hour to find a lawyer, but couldn't use any electronic device to get one. Can't use the phone.
Good luck.
Throughout the entire day, Lackman says he was reminded by the plaintiff's lawyer that he could be held in contempt of court and jailed, even though he was always cooperating. I just sit there and not leave their sight. I was denied access to medication.
You can go find a lawyer as long as you don't use any internet or electronic device and don't leave our site.
Yeah, they denied access to a lawyer.
Telepathy. I guess, you know, he was probably inside. So no smoke signals.
Right.
Can't go get a homing pigeon. You can't send
right.
a raven. Yet,
yeah.
You can find a lawyer as long as one is inside this room.
Right. This is very fair. Very fair process here to this man.
TV Add-ons had never been served with so much as a copyright takedown notice in advance of this action. That's just disturbing. It's like they didn't even...
Surprise.
He was operating a completely illegal site, and they didn't even use the tools at their disposal to alert him to the fact that there was something that may be infringing infringing their rights.
Huh.
And I'll put rights in quotes because I don't believe in them. But anyway, so the Anton Pillar controversy. Anton Pillar orders are only valid when passing a three-step test, when there is a strong prima facie case against the respondent. The damage, the potential or actual, is serious for the applicant, and when there is a real possibility that evidence could be destroyed. All right, let's see here. At least these points. All right.
Story coming from torrentfreak.
Yep.
.com.
So, TV Add-ons carried more than 1,500 add-ons, yet only 1% of those add-ons were considered to be infringing a tiny number of the overall picture. So basically, they're destroying this guy's business because a small percentage of add-ons might be... they're not even infringing, because the add-ons themselves don't infringe. It's they're enabling people to access other sites or content that might be infringing.
The actual wording from the complaint... says the defendant has made TV shows available to the public by telecommunication in a way that allows members of the public to have access to them from a place and time individually chosen by them, consequently infringing on the plaintiff's copyright.
Okay, so this is like a web browser. A web browser, you can access content that's illegal potentially too, but it doesn't make the browser illegal, and this is something similar. So
the entire internet is illegal because somebody might do something wrong.
Right, right. The absurdity of this, of their logic here. Anyway.
Well, and on the other hand, I mean, I'm not defending their position, but devil's advocate here, wouldn't they say that if you were, let's say you were a web host, right? You sell your space on your server to people who want to run websites there, and somebody rents your server and they put up some sort of illegal site, they certainly would, you know, the government would argue that they have the right to come stop you from providing that person a service, right? So, you know, I don't know if that quite lines up with what's happened here. They're saying that, oh, well, you're saying that your site allows all of these things on there. Well, some of them are illegal, so we're going to come in there and stop your entire service. Maybe once he cleans
right,
out the illegal stuff, they'll
even,
let him...
He didn't even refuse to take down or comply with the law, which says... So what usually happens is, under a Digital Millennium Copyright Act and or equivalent in Canada,
yeah,
is they have to send you a notice of the infringing content that is being hosted, and at that point, you can take it down. You have to take it down unless or until the person who posted that content comes back and says, no, this is not correct or something to that effect. I own this content
I
have permission otherwise. At which point, if the person responds saying that, you know, the person who posted the content says that, you can actually, you won't be held liable if you continue to host that content.
Got it. But that didn't happen.
But that didn't even happen. So the whole, you know, destroying evidence and secret and all this other stuff is he theoretically has a, you know, legal protection under the law under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act or equivalent in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
He should be protected as long as he complies with that this body of law, basically.
Right, which he was never given the chance to do.
Right,
they just came right in and
right,
grabbed
exactly,
the stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, the judge says it's important to note that the defendant was not permitted to reduce. Not permitted to refuse to answer questions under fear of contempt proceedings, and his counsel was not permitted to clarify the answers to questions. I conclude unhesitantly that the defendant was subjected to an examination for discovery without any of the protections normally afforded to litigants in such circumstances, the judge said. Here I would add that the questions...
So the judge saying that the people who came in there, including the police, who were there to observe this whole thing... cross the line, they should not have questioned him in the way that they did without his attorney present.
I don't know. It's not clear if the police stayed or not, but he actually wanted the police there, apparently. And
I would have, too, at that point.
And basically, the prosecuting party, so to speak, basically told the police to leave. So I'm not sure if they stayed or left, but in either case, they're the ones who are responsible for violating this order.
The police are the ones responsible?
No. The
prosecution or the plaintiff.
The plaintiff. Yeah, the plaintiff is
complaining, complainant or whatever they call it in civil.
The plaintiff would, I believe it would be plaintiff. So the plaintiff, the people bringing the lawsuit basically are the ones who violated the order and the law.
Right. It's the plaintiff and respondent in civil, I think, and then defendant and prosecution, I guess. What is it in criminal? Is that right?
In criminal, there's a prosecutor.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about the names of what they call all
generally, they're both called plaintiffs.
They do call it plaintiff in criminal.
But
you know, it's defendant in criminal and respondent, I believe, in civil. At least here in New Hampshire, I think.
Generally, yes.
All right, so there's more to what happened in the case, because we haven't even gotten to that part yet. That's on the way here. You can join us as well. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, another civil case between a man with a billboard in our very own New Hampshire, a controversial billboard. That's still to come, coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hint.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves and take control of the airwaves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Sharing some interesting court cases with you here tonight, everything from sanctuary cities to what we're discussing right now, which is internet so-called intellectual property violations, specifically this Kodi.tv software slash device thing that allows you to...
And it's not actually the Kodi that is being alleged to have, right, you know, violated copyright.
It's, no, it's just an open source app.
Someone who created a website that has add-ons for the Kodi that was being alleged as having violated copyright.
Correct. And apparently a Canadian court allowed the plaintiffs in this civil case to go into this guy's house or office and take pretty much anything they wanted to that they believed would assist with their case against him.
Here I would add that the questions were not really questions at all. They took the form of orders or directions. For example, the defendant was told to provide to the bailiff or disclose to the plaintiff's solicitors. All right. Shockingly,
and he was afraid that if he didn't, he'd be charged with contempt of court.
That's what they told him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shockingly, interrogation of Lack went much farther. Torrent Frick understands that TV Ion's operator was given at least 30 names of people that might be operating sites or services similar to TV Ion's. He was then ordered to provide all the information he had on those individuals. Of course, people tend to guard their online identities, so it's possible that information provided by Lackman will be of limited use. But Judge Bell was not happy that the Anton Pillar order was abused by the plaintiffs in this way. I conclude that those questions posed by the plaintiffs' counsel were solely made in furtherance of their investigation and constituted a hunt for further evidence as opposed to the preservation
of evidence. So they were outside the scope.
Yeah, exactly. So the whole idea is to preserve evidence, so this is far outside the scope.
Right.
But he was only just getting started.
The judge, that is.
Yep.
Okay.
Plaintiffs unlawfully tried to destroy TV add-ons before trial. The judge went on to note that from their own mouths, the Anton Pillar order was purposely designed by the plaintiffs to completely shut down TV add-ons, despite the fact that only a tiny proportion of the add-ons available to the site were allegedly used to infringe copyright. I'm of the view that the order's true purpose was to destroy the livelihood of the defendant, deny him the financial resources to finance that defense.
Now, was this, I'm sorry, I might have missed this minor
the judge.
This minor detail. Is this judge the same judge who ordered the order in the first place?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Denying the financial resources to finance a defense to the claim made against him and provide an opportunity for discovery of the defendant in circumstances where none of the procedural safeguards of our civil justice system could be engaged, Judge Bell wrote. As noted, plaintiffs must also have a strong prima facie.
So this judge is surprised.
Prima facie.
This judge is surprised that people abused an order that is ripe for abuse. Right?
Yeah, this doesn't shock us, but
to allow, you know, he wrote an order for whatever this thing was called, a special order that allows
the Anton Pillar.
Thank you, Anton Pillar.
The only difference between this case and most cases is that in most cases this kind of information never gets revealed. That's
about the fact that this order exists or whatever.
The abuse of the entertainment industry against individuals taking their private cases or suing them civilly.
But this judge is basically saying that, well, I wrote this order, but you guys didn't enforce it in the way that you should have.
There's a reason that this information is very public and this case is happening. The guy has spent about $100,000, I believe it was, already in less than like a month worth of this going on. $100,000 is a lot of money to have spent.
Yes.
If he hadn't spent that kind of money on lawyers and stuff, there probably would be nothing here.
Good point.
He just would have been basically,
I can't imagine he's getting that kind of revenue out of this site. I mean, it just
he's probably you know, he's probably made a lot of money off it, but not. I mean, spend $100,000, that just destroys it.
Yeah, I mean, how many donations is he really getting in? I mean, I understand that.
I know within like a week he was able to raise about $20,000, $25,000. I don't know what it's up to now, but they are trying to raise like, I think it's like maybe $100,000 or more dollars.
Yeah, this is probably all the money he had.
To continue the defense. Anyway, to obtain an appeal order, the judge says he's not convinced that one exists. Instead, he praised the forthright manner of Lackman, who successfully compared the ability of Cody add-ons to find content in the same way as Google search can. So he basically was praising the defense.
The judge, in
explaining what it was that he was doing and providing and stuff.
Okay.
And why it was not, breaking any laws, basically. So why the big turnaround? The judge said that while the prima facie case may have appeared strong before the judge who heard the matter ex parte without Lackman being present to defend himself, a subsequent adversarial hearing undermined it to the point that it no longer met that threshold. As a result of these failings, Judge Bell...
So, translation... And it sounded like it may have been a different judge.
Yeah,
I think
it was a different judge.
Was it based on what you just said there?
Maybe I'm mistaken.
It sounds like the judge.
I thought it was the same judge.
It sounds like the initial judge who ordered this special order, that he was the one who did the outside of this or.
The Anton Pillar, which is allowed in Canadian.
At a minimum, this judge did think that it was a legally issued order originally. So, at a minimum.
It was legally issued originally.
Right, by the original judge. That's what this judge says.
But because it was ex parte, the other party had no say. And this judge is saying, well, now that I've actually heard from both sides, this is.
And seeing how it was executed. Yeah. And I think the execution had a lot to do with this higher judge saying, yeah, you shouldn't have been able to do that.
There's also another judge. This is being appealed. This judge's ruling is being appealed. There were two judges, but maybe there's even a third judge. I don't know. There will be soon enough. As a result of these failings, Judge Bell declared the Anton Pillow order unlawful. Things didn't improve for the plaintiffs on the injunction front either. The judge said that he believes that the lack was an arguable case that he is not violating the Copyright Act by merely providing add-ons, and that TV add-ons is his only source of income. So if an injunction is to close the site was granted, the litigation would effectively be over, since the plaintiffs already admitted that their aim was to neutralize the platform. If the platform was neutralized, Lachman could no longer earn money from the site, which would harm his ability to do matter defense. And considering,
slow down a little bit. You're going a little too fast, Mr. New Jersey.
In considering the balance of convenience, I also repeat that the plaintiffs admit that the vast majority of add-ons are non-infringing. Whether the remaining approximately 1% are infringing is very much up for debate. For these reasons, I find that the balance of convenience favors the defendant, and no interlocutory injunction.
That means an interruption for an appeal.
Interruption
in the middle of
to
the case.
Go to a higher level court.
Right, so what? No interlocutory what?
Injunction will be issued.
I see.
The judge declared. But the interim Anton Pillar order declared unlawful and no interlocutory injunction went effective until the final determination of the case handed down. Things were about to get worse for the telecom companies. They had paid $50,000 for the court security in case things went wrong. So TV Add-ons was entitled to compensation from them out. This is
really
denied. The fact that you're getting compensation for basically having your rights violated just never
happens.
That's
unusual.
Yeah.
Normally it would just be like, oh, well, this judge made a mistake, and we're just going to overturn the decision.
Right.
When
the difference is generally when a search warrant gets overturned in the U.S., it's the police that were executing the search warrant, not a private entity.
Right. So
here it was a group of telecoms.
So you're saying because it was the police, they get a pass, but the private entities, they got to make it right.
Yes.
That's what it seems like.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, of course. You can never hold the government liable. All right. that would be helpful, since at this point, TV Add-ons has already run up $75,000 in legal expenses. So there you go. I mean, right there, it's insane, the amount of money that's already been spent. And this case is less than a month old.
And have they
literally
been ordered
I believe it's probably like 2 or 3 weeks at this point.
Have they been ordered to pay the legal expenses, or only just to pay X amount of?
No, I think it's just a $50,000.
Just $50,000. So he's still in.
He's already
deep.
Got $25,000 minimally. Yeah,
all right, more coming up here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you've got more to share on this.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll get into that, and you can share your thoughts with us on the idea of sharing television channels online. Should it be a crime? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype on in here at Skype, username lrn.fm. And we're talking about intellectual property, which is a discussion that libertarians for a long time have had disagreements on. Because not everybody can get on board with the same understanding or, what intellectual property is or shouldn't be. I think everyone on this show tonight is against the idea of intellectual property, but I don't want to put words in y'all's mouth. So,
hey, what you definitely.
Say? Yes, you were definitely against it.
I'm against it, yeah.
Daryl? Yes. Okay. Well, Daryl's also a book publisher, so sometimes libertarians will be like, sort of against intellectual property, but in their area, they want to have the intellectual property to protect themselves.
Well, so
you're not one of those guys.
Well, you've obviously never seen the title page, if you will, where I don't have a copyright notice.
Don't you do copy heart?
Copy heart and Creative Commons.
So what is copy heart for listeners that don't know?
Copy heart is basically a statement of, we want you to share this. We don't believe in, the concept that you can own an idea. Like, certainly, you can come up with a thought, but once you share that thought, then other people are then exposed to that thought, and mm-hmm. you can't claim ownership over, the neurons right. in other people's brains.
You let it out
when
there.
They think of what you just said.
Right.
Yeah, I've certainly in a similar kind of position. Like I've both given and raised a combination of at least $400,000 over the past couple of years alone, going towards projects that produce content designs that are then freely made available, and somebody's got to fund those. So certainly I have an interest in to a degree in making money off of some of this stuff too. But mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have to have a copyright in order to do that.
Right. So let's see. So just to recap, you got this guy with a website for Kodi TV add-ons.
Yep.
And they've come after him. This Kodi TV is an app that allows for these add-ons to connect, and then these add-ons can do all kinds of things, like stream you television channels that might not be strictly legal, and that's why they came after him.
Being a group of Canadian telecoms.
Right, like Bell Canada.
And they're just this guy, this TV add-ons guy, is basically just hosting it, right? He's not actually making the add-ons.
Correct.
So it's no different than Apple hosting an add-on or an app in their app store, or Google hosting an app in their app store.
Google's probably a better example.
There is a difference, because Google and Apple, they wind up doing some sort of certification of
Apple
okay.
does that, not Google. With Google, that was what I was going to clarify.
I thought there was a process
they do,
to where...
some degree, I think.
No. You can download malware from the Google App Store. There's just so much stuff on there. There's no approval process
on it. There's some degree that's true for Apple too.
Apple looks
more
through
strict.
Everything.
Apple's certainly more strict.
They have an approval process for every piece of software, as I understand.
They are more strict about it, but Google does too to a degree. It's just the difference between Google and Apple is one is very much more open about it and very limited in terms of what they'll say no to, and Apple is very, very strict about it.
That's interesting because I've literally downloaded, this was years ago, but I literally downloaded an app. It was supposed to be like a, how they had those multi-chat apps like AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo Messenger, where you could just log
Pigeon.
Into. Pigeon is a multi-chat app, but so an app like Pigeon, but for the phone, was what I was looking for, something where I could roll everything in together. And that app was just a straight phishing app. Yeah. It literally stole my passwords for those things.
But the problem is to say that they don't do any of that, any kind of censorship or a filter, is wrong, because they do. I'm trying to think of what they've done. They've done they've removed apps.
Maybe they'll remove after the fact, but that's different than an approval process.
That may be true, but there's certainly some sort of policy still attached to.
I'm sure you're not allowed to have a phishing app, their policies. But if they don't have an approval process,
I thought
then that means
they didn't have an approval
there.
Process.
I'm pretty sure
Apple does.
No, I thought Google.
All right, I'll check
it.
I'm not sure how
I'm pretty sure they all have some sort of approval process, even if it's just this you can't submit copyright infringing stuff or something to that effect. Because
that's pretty amazing that a phishing app got right through their approval process then. Because I've always been under the impression that. Because if you go and you search their store and you start going and you start going below the most popular responses, you'll find all kinds of questionable stuff. So I don't buy it.
It's weak, but there is a filter, and that's going to be important in terms of holding somebody liable for liable for it, because if there is if there's any kind of approval process, right, they can be held liable potentially, and that's important.
Story from TechCrunch from March 2015: app submission on Google Play now reviewed by staff. Will include age-based ratings.
Amazon also has something similar in their app store.
New as of March is what you're saying.
Of 2015.
Even repositories or app stores for Debian or Linux distributions and things like that, even they have some sort of filter mechanism. Huh. Even if it's not, the kind of filter that, is like Apple, right?
Because I know that with Jax, which was the official wallet of Free Talk Live, they were held back by 17 releases on the Apple side, and of course every release they put through on Android came out as
it's a very weak filter, right?
Okay.
Right. The article here says the reason Google Apps review team is able to process submissions so quickly is because the system includes an automated element. So there is a little bit of a waiting period and, some kind of review. It might not be the best review.
Apparently not.
But there is some kind of review process.
There's still a huge difference, too, between an Android device and an Apple device. an Android device, you can disable it, so you can install other app stores, right? You
like
can't do that.
F-Droid.
Right, where I just install packages individually or software individually outside of the app store.
Yeah, but Apple, you have to jailbreak the phone in order to do that.
Right. And that's not authorized, right? So they can do all sorts of bad stuff to you, and they will if you try.
If they find out that you jailbroken.
So let's jump back into this article real quick.
Yeah. So we're basically almost done here. On top of the judge told independent counsel to give everything seized during the Anton Pillar search back to Lachman. So basically, the judge told the plaintiff, the people suing, that they had to give everything that they seized back because they violated his rights. So, all right, so let's see. There's another part that was interesting.
And now they're appealing.
Now they're appealing, right. And $140,000, I believe is the number. Basically, they're being made to, because they're trying to appeal this judge's order, they have to put down another $140,000, which it sounds like they're likely to lose, not just the $50,000 that they've already put down, but another $140,000.
So they will forfeit? Then
if this is presumably
if this is shown to have been frivolous,
right? That's the way it sounds like.
Interesting.
So it sounds like because they're appealing it, and there's already been a judgment made on it by this judge. Now they're going to lose another $140,000.
So apparently this Anton Pillar order actually goes back a ways. This isn't just a Canadian thing. The order is named after the 1975 English case of Anton Pillar KG versus Manufacturing Processes Limited, dealing with the theft of trade secrets. In England, it has been reported that approximately 500 Anton Pillar orders were granted per year between 1975 and 1980, and then during the 1990s, this rate had dropped tenfold. So apparently Western English and English-derived legal systems, so I guess that's why it applies over in Canada.
Yeah,
because Canadians are technically still part of the British Crown.
I'm pretty sure that Canada had to adopt that because they're not run by the UK. Like, wait, you're thinking
there are some.
They technically are.
They have their head of state.
Yeah, the Queen's their head of state, but it's in name only. So
they are still technically under British common law.
What could she do? I wonder. Could she reclaim the Canadian system or something?
The Queen gets to appoint a governor general that can veto any legislation
from
passed
Canada
by the Canadian Parliament.
Oh, wow.
And because Canada is still under the crown, any legal ruling from, the British Supreme Court technically applies everywhere in the crown. So Canada, Australia, Jamaica, Bahamas,
so you could
Bermuda
appeal from Canada to the British Supreme Court, in theory?
That I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
Yeah, that's more than I was my understanding of it. Now, there are certain countries that are still under British rule, essentially, and those I would believe that would be true for, but my understanding was Canada and a lot of these countries that have declared
independent
so to speak.
In name only. They are still part of the crown.
All right.
They are part of the realm.
So we got more court stuff coming up here with the free speech case that turned out to not be freedom of speech with a billboard here in New Hampshire. But, Chris, if there's developments in Cody, I'm sure you'll let us know about it in the future.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's more coming up here. You can join us, 855-450 Free Like Freedom. It's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.